Blog Talk Radio.
In a Sight Frolic. Brought to you by A Day for Milton.
Yes.
May 19th. At the Brewers Station Hall. 14th Station Road. Belfort, New York.
That's right.
Well, I've got a wonderful idea. And well, I don't want to hear it. I'm still trying to recover from the last idea. What do you mean? You know, when you want to drag me behind the funeral parlor to count the dead bodies.
Oh, of course.
And they came along and arrested us because we didn't have a license. Well, this has nothing to do with that. This is a whole different idea. Well, why don't you just go out and find somebody else to get in trouble? There's no trouble with this. It's very simple. We become window washers. Window washing. What do you mean by that? Well, you know, there's a lot of store windows that need washing. And all we need is a bucket and a couple of rags. Bucket and a couple of rags? Well, don't we need soap and water? Well, of course we need soap and water. Now, come along. Grab that bucket, and I've got these rags, and we're going to go down to Main Street and see if we can wash windows. How do we get paid? From the proprietor. He'll pay us. Now, here's a store here, see? Now, just do as I say, but don't do as I do. Wait, you want me to do as you say, but don't do as you do? What does that mean? Just do it. Oh, pardon me, sir. We're with the Combated Window Washing Company. Combated? What does that mean? That means we combat the dirt. Oh, combat the dirt. Oh, yeah, well, we've got plenty of that. All right, what do you charge? Well, it'll be 50 cents a window. 50 cents a window. Let's see, that's one, two, I got four windows out there. $2. That will be five. This is my partner, Mr. Stan Laurel, and my name is Hardy. All right. I hope you do a good job. Now, come along, Stanley. Put that water in that bucket. Didn't have to get me all wet, did you? Well, I couldn't help it. The bucket it overflowed and it just went all over the place. All right. Now get that brush and start scrubbing. Start scrubbing. You mean scrubbing the brush? That's right, scrubbing the brush. Well, what are you going to do? I am the supervisor. Supervisor? Well, what are you going to buy, stupid? I mean, supervisor. You mean you're the stupid visor? That's right, I'm the not the stupid visor, the supervisor. Well, what are you gonna do? I'm gonna give orders. Now get over to that window and start scrubbing. How's that look, Ollie? Get that dirt off. All right. What are you mugs doing?
Sorry.
My windows look worse than ever. What'd you put in that water? He's got some, let's see, shellac in there with chewed up gum and some Vaseline. What?
Ew.
Vaseline on my windows with chewed up gum and shellac? Are you a maniac? Well, that's good for the window. See, it preserves the glass. I'm going to preserve you in a minute. You'll be dead and buried. Now get out of here with that stupid concoction. Vaseline, shellac. Now you've done it. Why didn't you let me just put water in there? Can't put water in there with the shellac and the Vaseline. It'll stick to the bottom of the bucket. Well, I heard that expression, kick the bucket.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with it? Well, that's what's going to happen to us if that fella catches up with us. We ruined his window. Never mind that. Let's go to the next customer. The next customer, Ollie, I don't think it's a good idea to put shellac on the windows. Well, why not? See, when you put shellac on the windows, and they put the sign up to advertise their business, the sign will stick to the window.
There you go.
Now, just give me that brush. What are you idiots doing out here? Pardon me, sir. Sir? Do I look like a sir to you stupid moron? I'm one of those, transmissors. Trains who? I'm a transmissor. Hey, Ollie. He better go to a psychiatrist. I think he thinks that he's a car. Well, I wonder if he ever... Sir, transmissor, did you ever go to a psychiatrist? Yes, I did, and I told him I was a transmissor. What he said? He said, well, since you're a car, can I take you to Las Vegas?
Me either.
What? take you to Las Vegas. Transmissor. Now, put that brush away before you ruin my window. I got to have bright colors in my window. Transmissions like bright colors. He's a transmission. He wants bright colors. What are we going to do? I've got a good idea. Put some of this Lackawanna paint in the bucket with the shellac. Lackawanna paint. It's bright rainbow colors. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? Now take it and splash it up on the... you ruined my window, you stupid idiot. I'm going to get the Transmission Society after you. Oh, no, he's going to get the Transmission Society. What does that mean? That means they'll make you all transmissions. You'll have to go to the doctor and get it whacked off. Whacked off at the doctor? Wait, I'm going to go to the doctor. Oh, shut up. Go to the doctor and get it whacked off.
That could be very dangerous.
All right, in a sight. Transmission.
Transmission. Even better. You said that one.
All right. Jimmy Dinigan. Dinigan will be here later. Louis should be on the line with us. Louis the Lip. And what else we got? Oh, we got the new business Now this show that we're going to, this piece that we're going to do with, was not allowed to be on CBS, but we got the original video, see?
Oh, there you go.
Red Fox created this, and they told him, no, you can't play it. But, you know, he wanted to play it anyway. So they threw him off, and we got the video, Sanford's Underwear Company. Coming up, the underwear company, the heated underwear.
No.
With Red Fox. All right. Brought to you by A Day for Melton, of course. May 19th, 3 weeks from today, at the Brewing Hall. Brewing Hall, Belport, New York, 14 Station Road. I'll get Lorraine on the line.
She is.
Hey, Lorraine, how you doing?
All right, everyone. How are you all doing this
evening?
Doing? Very good.
Yeah. How about a big round of applause for the Day for Melton coming up soon?
Yay.
Big round of applause. There it is.
There it is.
All right. In a sight. Let's see. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Yeah, you can go down there and get some great food, Shelby's Kitchen. Let me see. I got to find the number. Oh, here it is. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle's place. And you'll definitely see signs of Milton in there. Shelby's Kitchen. Hey, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Want to stay in shape and have some fun doing it? Call Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. All right. Third Eye Insight. Who else we got? Oh, Nobody Starves on Long Island. My buddy Gary promoting the Day for Milton. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, and medical for your animal. 631-484-3085. Keep the number handy. I want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for all their help in supporting the Day for Milton, May 19th. Silo, 631-880-7929. Thank you so much, all the people at Silo that have been promoting the Day for Milton. All right, let's see what we got. Oh, we got Able News in the wings.
Yep.
And Kennedy. Don't forget prayers for Kennedy's sister fighting cancer, all right? Anthony Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Good friend and a donor to Inner Sight. All right, you got the Able News?
Yeah, it's coming up my screen.
Let it roll.
Rip it. Hang on. I have to go back to the
Here
studio.
We go.
Give me a second. Here it comes. All right, Able News. Here it comes.
Inner Sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events. Columns written by various experts and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, I want to thank my new friend Peppa for helping with the website. We're going to straighten that out and for putting the Day for Milton up on her Facebook. And she will be on in a site this coming week, so we'll look forward to that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Peppa. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-224. 3090 is our inner sight phone number. We salute and bless all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell. And I believe today would have been Corey's birthday, or maybe a few days ago.
One of the two.
Happy birthday.
I thought it was
birthday.
Like around the 20th.
Yeah. If Corey had survived the horror of that school. All right. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Yeah. Okay, let's see. Suffolk Bus Corp, we certainly thank them for all their help promoting the day for Milton. All the newspapers, let's see, we got, how many we got? Neighborhood News, Able News, the Long Island Advance.
Oh, yeah.
And
Times, but they never, they said that we had it right back. I don't know. I have to read it to you later if you want to come, you know, call me.
Right back?
Yeah, for some reason. Hold on, let me know.
Did you send them the...
Yeah, I did. And the editorial
the
board
clip from Able?
Wanted to... Hold on, let me just look. They have an editorial board.
What did you send them?
Just a Milton picture with, you know, what I sent everybody else.
From Able, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what's there to write back? Are they going to
do it or not?
Put it up or not?
I don't know. That's what they said. Maybe it's somebody else you have to speak to. I don't know. I have to reread it.
Well, you got to see what they said.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, inner sight. And I want to thank the Sayville Library for promoting the day for Milton. Met a guy today who's a special ed teacher. He's going to share it with his people and put it up on the bulletin board in the school. Inner sight and a day for Milton coming up.
Okay.
On the 19th of May. What?
It's too long to read it online. I'd rather read it, you know, separately. I don't know why they sent us this. This is a lot of different stuff. What? I read it to you, you'd be like, why'd they send it? It's so long.
I don't know. What's I got? It doesn't sound like it makes any sense.
No, I think that we have to select an area from what I'm looking at right now, like a genre or something like that, like a little, you know, we have to, some of them say they have, what do they call that, links to certain things that you could then present to them.
Well, we're not looking to present the news story to them. We're looking
exactly.
To present,
we just want
to get them to
a calendar
promote
entry.
Put it on the calendar. Let people know about it.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight, and you go to innersight.info if you want to make a donation on the PayPal. Innersight.info. And May 19th, the day for Milton coming up. Okay, let's see. Give me some, what do I want? Give me some Red Fox music.
Okay.
Here we
one
go,
second.
Red Fox.
Red Fox, here he comes. If it lets me get open in the studio again. Oh, sorry.
Inner
Red
sight.
Fox, Red Fox.
Frolic.
Move this down. Hang out, Frank. Where the hell's Red Fox? Don't tell me he's gone. He really is. What the hell?
What? Man,
my Red Fox
do a better
music
job
is gone.
This,
it's not
you
there.
Know, come on.
I'm being serious.
You're an engineer and you don't.
Well, don't worry. I'll just
things,
go someplace
you know?
And get it. But I don't see it on there. It was right on the board. Huh. Okay. Bear with me a second. I'm going to look it up and then use it off the phone. And then I'll download it.
All right. Inner sight. And we'll hold that. Let's see if we can get the music to it.
Yeah, I am.
In the meantime...
Hold on. sorry. Hold on. I'm going to put myself on mute.
In the meantime, Jimmy Dinigan in school, you know, he was a character. He was really something. One day he came in and he said he wanted to be the principal of the school, see. And he had all these ideas. He had all these ideas of what was going to happen in the school, you know. And all these ideas were in complete contrast to what was going on in the school, you know.
Yeah,
so
I have the San Fernando.
He got up. Quiet.
Sorry.
Damn.
Just trying to give you information.
He got up in the front of the class, you know, as he always just jumped right up. Miss Ma was appalled at it and all that, you know. Got up in the middle of the class, and he started in with his rhetoric, you know.
Yeah, I'm the new principal in the school. He went,
and Miss Ma, Jimmy, sit down. What are you doing?
And I'll be principal, Miss Ma. Now, from now on, everybody could chew gum in school. Chew all the gum you had. You could have a big wad in your mouth. Jimmy, that's against the rules. You know that. Yeah, but not if I'm the principal. and then when you want to go to the bathroom, you just get up and go. You don't have to raise your hand no more. Cause sometimes when you raise your hand, you piss your pants. Jimmy, cut that out. Yeah, a couple of the kids, they told me they couldn't raise their hand because the hand went up and the pants moved and they rubbed against them and they peed their pants, Miss Ma. That's horrible. Jimmy, will you cut that out?
So in the next 5 minutes, 10 kids got up and made a beeline to the bed.
Everybody sit down! I have to raise it. I have to raise it. All right. Whoever was at the door first gets to go in your pantry. The other people have to wait. Miss Jimmy, what are you doing?
I can't take it. Where are my pills?
Oh, let me get mine. I'll give you a pill. Hey, you want one tomorrow?
What?
Where
what
did you get that? I got that from my doctor kit. Yeah, I got a doctor kit. See, I'm a doctor. All right, now everybody gather around the bathroom and wait till Joey comes out and I'm next. Oh, no, you're not. I'm next.
I'm next. No, you're not. I'm going to be next.
Now, don't fight over it. There's plenty of room in the toilet.
So he made a mess with that. And then he said,
And if anybody wants to just get up, they're tired. You're going to get up and you're tired and you want to go home, just call your mother and tell her to come and get you that you can't take it anymore.
Uh-oh.
That the teacher's driving you nuts. Jimmy, cut out.
And he went on and on and on about all these stupid rules that he would do if he was principal. And then Kramer came in. Oh, that made it worse.
What's going on in here? Oh, Mr. Kramer. Yeah, you can go home.
I'm the principal.
I'm the principal now. You can go home. What? What's he talking about, Dirty? Please.
Uh-oh.
Please, Jack, get him out of here. He's driving me nuts. Now, Jimmy, what kind of a nonsense is this? What do you mean you're the principal? Yeah, I'm the new principal. I'm the new student council. The student council principal. We have rights. Kids' rights. What? What is this? Yeah. We don't need you no more. Go home now. You want me to call your wife, Jimmy? Oh man, he drove them all nuts. And the kids storming the bathroom and everything. It was a riot. They had to get them all back in their seats, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to call his mother.
Uh-oh.
To come and get
now
him.
Now he's in trouble.
You know.
That's what he wanted, you know.
Well, yeah. Probably.
No kid wouldn't be.
It was a riot. A regular riot. All right.
That's
now, did you find the...
Yeah, I found it online. I had to put it back on the board, but this is good. Hold on.
Well, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's right. What's all this underwear doing hanging up over here? Oh, look here. Yeah, because I had to go to the laundromat, see? And a lot of trouble over there because the laundromat is run by a white fella. What? Yeah, he gave me a lot of trouble. What do you mean he gave you trouble? What kind of trouble? Charged me too much money. Charged me $3 to wash this underwear. What are you doing with that underwear anyway? And what's this kerosene doing here? And all these pouches or whatever they are. Oh, this all for the new business that we're going into. New business? What business? Heated underwear. What? Heated underwear? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Yeah, look here. You put it up on the computer, see? And people call in and they with the credit card and they buy it. What? How are you gonna sell heated underwear on a computer? It's easy. You just put a picture up, see? See that picture over there? That's a picture of a fire. Yeah, that's right, the fire. The fire in your underwear keeps you warm in the winter. What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you crazy? Yeah, look here. See, you fill this bottle up with kerosene. You put the kerosene in the bottle, and you glue it on to the underwear. Glue it on to the underwear, and then you before you put your pants on. You strike a match, and you throw it in the bottle. Are you out of your mind? You can't do that. Why not? Keep you warm in there. Keep you warm in there. Burn your ass right off. Ain't gonna burn your ass off. It's in the bottle. Yeah, and the bottle's gonna melt, and go right into. Are you crazy? You're gonna be arrested. Hey Fred, can I get a bottle of can I get a bottle of that kerosene? I gotta go to New York and I heard it's zero over there. Yeah, Grady. See what I mean? It's my first customer, Grady Wilson.
All
Now, how does that work, Fred? Well, you see, Grady, you put the kerosene in the bottle. See, look here, and then you take a match and you strike it, and you throw the match in the bottle. Jump back. When you throw the match in the bottle, make sure you jump back. Well, why do you gotta jump back? Because that match is gonna make a fire that can heat up the bottle and put the bottle in your underwear. Woo! I don't know, Fred. You think that bottle will be too hot? Well, you could adjust it. Adjust it? Yeah. It comes with an ice pack. An ice pack? Yeah, you put the ice pack around the bottle if you need it, see? Man, you're crazy. You're going to get this man arrested. Walking around with a bottle in his underwear with an ice pack. Fred, what do you do if your pants fall down?
You'd be in trouble.
Pants fall down. Just pick them up and brush off the bottle and keep going. How much is that bottle? $5.75. $5.75. Does that count for a refill? Ain't no refill. You got to buy another one. When the kerosene burns out, you need another bottle. $5.75. Woo!
That's right.
I don't know, Fred. Well, look here. I sold one to Wardell Jackson just last night. Wardell Jackson. Well, what happened? Well, he went to the bar, see? You know, Wardell likes to go to the bar. He went to the bar, and he lit the bottle by the bar and the whiskey.
I can only see this.
the whiskey fell in the bottle, and there was a big fire. I had to call the fire department. Oh,
uh-oh.
No.
Oh,
well, what happened to Wardell? He had to go to the hospital. Yeah, but he's all right. They said he'd be all right in 6 months.
6 months. Of course.
Woo! 6 months?
Yeah.
I can't wait that long. I'm going to freeze my keister off.
It's a keister. No big deal.
Come on, Grady. I'll let you borrow my bottle.
There you go.
A bottle of kerosene.
Oh,
your
underwear, nonetheless.
All right. How about a big hand for the underwear business?
Yeah.
Fruit of the Loom.
Yes.
It is time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the frolic. And,
we frolic.
Now, we give you a disclaimer. Don't try this at home.
That's right. Please don't.
Make sure.
But please.
Make sure your children don't try it at home, too. Mommy, I want some kerosene. What do you do? Get out of here.
What do you need kerosene for anyway?
Kerosene. You can't have no kerosene. That's dangerous. But I seen that on TV, Mommy. Well, I'm cold. I want to heat up my keister.
Oh, goodness.
Woo!
Heat up the keister. An old phrase anyway.
Mm-hmm. Things they put on television these days.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's funny. Remember Flip Wilson?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I love Flip Wilson.
He was funny,
yeah.
Wasn't he?
He
yeah.
was.
He come out dressed like a girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's even better. I haven't seen that episode.
and the guys in the band they'd be whistling at me, go, watch it, sucker.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the name of that character. Was it Geraldine? No, was it? No.
Yeah, Geraldine. Mm-hmm.
Geraldine,
yeah. Don't you be whistling at me, because Killer's right there in the audience.
There you go.
Killer.
Oh, yeah.
His boyfriend. He was funny, man, wasn't he?
Killer, yeah.
Killer had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
I was too much for him. He had a heart attack. But he's going to be all right. He's strong. He's going to be all right.
Oh, man. He was funny when he did that. Geraldine, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. I think he came on Channel 4.
Yeah.
The Flip Wilson Show.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's still alive.
You got to look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Yeah, see if Flip Wilson is still alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold on. American comedian.
Belafonte passed away. Who's the other guy passed away?
What was that guy's name recently? Oh, he died, by the way, Flip Wilson, in 1998, in November 25th.
Oh, man, how old was he?
Ooh, I don't know. He was born in 1933. That's the year my father
was
born.
Oh, wow, he's...
How old?
Wow, he was 93 then.
Yeah.
Flip Wilson died on November 25th, 1998, at the age of 64.
She said 64.
Oh, he was 64. Young.
Yeah, he was 64. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn.
Real young.
Died so young.
Yep. Some people,
their
body just can't.
Yeah, he needs a vacation from me. He said, I'm too much for him.
Oh, he had liver cancer, Frank.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't drink.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, but I don't know.
All right, in his sight, is Louie on the line?
Hang on, let me look. Louie, are you on
in
the board?
Sight.
Not yet. Louie's not there,
around
but...
Around the world. You got the... open up the Able News. Let's see if we can find the personals.
Yeah, I got to log into it. Hang on.
See if you can get it. Get the personals and the Able News. I want to see how my ad's doing.
Okay, hang on.
I got to redo my ad, see?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to redo my ad. Tell me when you're ready. We'll do it. We'll redo it.
Okay.
All right.
Let me get to the personal section. Oh, poor Milton. I see him now.
Yeah.
We have an ad that's in the paper, by the way, that needs to be amended with certain things, like the email address.
Oh, well, we
got to
take
like
care
that.
Of that, too, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's my new ad.
Uh-oh.
Rich blind man.
Uh-huh.
Looking for a young woman, rich in shape, good-looking blind man, walks 3 miles a day, looking for a young girl, woman, with eyes. You must have eyes and or money.
There you go.
All right. That's mine. I'm going to put that ad in it. Do you think she would put that in Able News?
No, she
can't
put anything
put that in the paper.
It.
What's the matter with you? Well, why not? I need eyes and I need money.
That's a problem.
Woo!
Is that a problem? No.
Looking for a young girl with eyes and money. But I'll settle if she doesn't have
the
eyes and has
section.
The money, I'll take her.
There you go. You know what's really bad about this? There's not too many, articles listed. Not articles, like personals.
Personals.
Yeah.
I'll read a couple. You got any? Let me hear a couple of them.
Yeah, I got a couple. Some are for the opposite sex. So this one, let's see. Seeks simple, playful lady friends. So I'm going to say man friend instead. Send phone number, age, race, unimportant. Hmm.
Is that from a man or a woman?
Well, this is for, they want a playful lady friend. So it looks like it's for a man.
It's a guy.
Right. There's all guy ones this time, so.
Oh, no women?
Well, hang on. Let me see this one. Single Christian enjoys conversing about life. Let's see, current events, seeking pen pal. Doesn't say who this person is, so they don't care who comes and says
they don't
hello.
Say who they if they're looking for, male or female.
That's right. This is another one like that. Let's see, male or female, age unimportant. It's probably the same
male
person.
Male or female?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Be kind, caring, and thoughtful. With the car. I think she wants a ride, or he wants a ride.
Well, it depends on what day it is, whether they're male or female.
That's right.
Now, on Monday, I'm a male. On Tuesday, I become a female. On Wednesday, I become a combination.
Here's
on Thursday,
one.
Forget it. And on Friday, I'm anything I want to be. For
there
the weekend.
There you
Boy,
go.
What a mix-up that is.
Yeah,
imagine
is.
If a person needed a male and a female.
Oh, my, no.
To take
I
turns.
Do that. No.
You know, because they couldn't decide what they were.
There's one that's really
Hey, wait
wrong,
a minute.
But it's
suppose they go to the doctor, see?
Yeah.
And the doctor, it's a guy, and the doctor makes it a woman. And then they come back next week.
And they want to be a man?
Doctor, I don't want to be a woman anymore. What am I going to do? I want to be a man now. Doctor, well, now don't worry. Take this reversible pill.
Reversible?
Yes, you can wear it on either side. If you're having a good mood, this is one color, and look at the other side, another color.
Does it really work?
Well, of course it works. If you live, it'll turn you back and forth.
Back and forth? You mean next week I can be a man again?
That's right. It comes in next week. Oh, doctor, I ran out of that pill. You got another one? I don't want to be a man anymore. I want to be a woman. Boy,
that's
you can't make up your mind, can you? No, it feels good both ways.
Woo! That would be really weird. Feels good
you
both
be
ways.
Be a man or a woman. Well, now listen. See, these pills are very, very scarce. The Drug Administration won't let me have too many of them, you know. I only got one more left. You better make this one good. The only fresh one I got. What do you mean, the only fresh one? Well, I got a couple of stale ones in here, but the danger is they may turn you into not a man or a woman. They may turn you into an animal. An animal? Woo!
I got a good one.
Animal. Boy, that could be confusing.
Yeah, it should be. It would be, I mean.
I don't know. I think Louie on the line?
Well, let's check. Hold on. I got to get back for the...
Somebody's trying to get in. Stand by.
Yep. Yeah, Louie's there. I could bring Louie in.
Louie on?
Yep. Hold on, here he comes. Hey, Louie.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Frolics, or Funny
Louis
Little Parties.
Yeah.
And welcome to Friday night frolics.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Louie, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, take it away. My name is Rosanna Dana. I talk to Rosanna Dana.
Yeah, listen, did you ever go to a doctor and he gave you a pill and turned you into a woman?
Oh, don't mean take a chill pill or something?
Yeah, he gave you a pill and you thought you were a woman and you got all mixed up and next week you turned back to a man?
No.
Woo! Well,
you sound like Nature Boy Ric Flair.
I guess you'll have to put your pecker on hold for a week. Oh, shut up.
Pecker. Pecker, what do you mean?
Pecorina.
Frank?
What?
Oh, sorry. You have to explain that one. I'm
a
not
pecker. Don't you know what a pecker is, Louie?
The people in with free fling with ladies and kissy kissy.
That's it. A pecker is a pecker is a pisser.
A
pisser pecker. Pisser pecker piper pickle eater.
Piper pecker 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 pickles.
That's it. Piper pecker pisser picker pecker.
What was that?
Yeah.
Sounds like Lucy with the Vita Vegeta Vita.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It does.
Oh, Frank, you're talking about the big, big pecker, pecker, pickle, pecker, pecker.
No. You got
hey, that's a good ad to put in the Able News. You know? Make my
ladies,
pecker.
Ladies, calm down. Calm down. We're having a lot of fun. I'm flirting with Rosanna Dannon and I'm flirting with a blonde, brunette, Puerto Rican, Cuban lady.
That's it.
Getting on with the ladies and kissy kissy.
Okay. Yeah.
Getting it on with me.
Oh, that's
good. Give us a good song from Santa Maria. What's the guy's name? That Spanish guy.
Oh, what's that? Mongo Santa Maria hit?
Mongo, yeah, Mongo.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da 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 pa 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 pa. Watermelon Man.
Yeah.
What's the name of that?
Watermelon Man.
Watermelon Man.
Mongo Santa Maria.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
That must sound good on a conga drum.
It must.
Hey, hi, Lorraine.
Hello, Louie. How are you?
I'm having fun with those two, Suzanne and Frank. One of my friends pals of mine.
Hey, Louie, let me ask you another question.
Okay, take it away.
Did you ever have kerosene in your underwear?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
If you were cold. Would you put kerosene in your underwear and light it with a match in a bottle?
Oh no! I get my skin burned.
There you go.
Don't try that at home, folks.
Please don't.
Don't try it anywhere. In fact.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I got the wrong boxers on.
Oh, really?
You got the wrong. What you got them on backwards?
No, ladies' boxers.
Ladies' boxers?
Ladies' boxers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, what's the difference between ladies' boxers and men's boxers?
There's a hole in the men's and a non-hole in the women's.
Yes, that's right. I wear them myself sometimes.
I do, too.
Oh, I didn't know they had ladies' boxers.
Yeah, they do.
Yes.
Are they plaid like the men's?
Actually.
They come in all
different
types of colors.
Yeah, I got nice colors, too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, and you got a ladies' sports bra, too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But wait a minute. Suppose you're a transmissioner, and you put on the ladies' boxes and you forgot, and you can't get the thing out to go to wee wee.
Oh man.
You pull down your pants and go in the stall.
There you go.
You gotta turn your boxes around.
No, that won't work.
That won't work either.
No.
Hey, Frank, you stay free maxi pads. We'll do the work.
What?
Hey, you stay free to hold in the urine, I suppose.
No, that won't work either.
I know that.
Try plain text. Try to play text.
Wait a minute. I wonder if they have reversible boxes for people who can't decide what mood they're in, a man or woman.
They probably will now after that.
Yeah, right?
Transvestible boxes.
Yeah, one side's a man and one side's a woman.
Transvestible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That means when you're
that's
in the vestibule, you got to turn them around on a sneak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
Oh,
you still have
man,
to go
that's
into
gotta
the
be crazy.
Ladies, either the ladies or the men's room, and the ladies' room is easier, I would say, if you're one.
Hey, they
one
took
of those
the signs
individual.
Down on the restroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Doesn't say men's or women no more.
That's because of that very issue, I guess.
It says, take your choice at your own risk.
That's the truth.
Woo!
Yeah.
Those ladies are sitting on my lap. One of the ladies sitting on my lap.
Uh-oh.
On your lap, huh? Who?
Yeah,
cool. Connie and Chrissy. Hey, put
yeah,
Connie on one leg and Chrissy on the other.
It's sitting on my wee.
Hey, Louie.
Uh-oh.
if you put Connie on one leg and Chrissy on the other, you'll get varicosititis.
Yeah. What is that?
Then you'll be lucky, Steph, if you don't get dick artists.
Uh-oh.
What's dick artists? It's a fella named Dick with he can't move.
That's bad.
Oh, yes, sir. He had to go to the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Really? Yes. And the nurses were fighting over him. Oh, why is that?
Because they all wanted the itis.
No, nobody wants any itis.
Well, they didn't want the itis, sir. They wanted the dick. Oh,
there you go.
Saying Benny Hill.
Oh, he was crazy, that guy. Hey, Lou, give us a little song. Come on. Raindrops falling on my head. You know that song?
I do. I remember it well.
Raindrops.
Oh,
raindrops keep falling on my head. And that's why me will soon be turning red. Go to bathroom for me, toad. Raindrops keep falling on my toilet down and I keep playing. And I go, meanwhile, talking to the ladies. The love drops turn me while instead of us. Meanwhile, I can't get up, so rain, love drops keep falling on my brain. I keep praying. Because I free what the love drops in me.
Uh-oh.
But that won't be stopping me.
There you go.
All right, Louis.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, lady, take a chill pill. That crack in your funny bone. You need a chill pill.
Nah,
on inner sight.
Yeah, I like to laugh. Yeah.
Louis Rivera.
I know, the flirting with the lady. Have
a big hand for Louis.
Yeah.
Come on, let's hear it.
Yeah, certainly.
Yay.
Big hand for Louis.
All right,
hey, Louis.
Louis
Rivera.
Louis,
right.
Take a bow. We can't see
that's
you, but
right.
Take a bow.
Woo.
Hey, Susanna, have a good week. I really love you in my heart.
Aww. Louie, I love you too. Just have a great weekend also and be safe, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Lorraine, I love you too.
Aww.
Thank you. I do too.
Aww.
In a sight.
All right.
Have a good weekend, guys.
You too.
You too, Lou. Once again, we have a disclaimer. Don't try any of this stuff at home.
Yeah, please, with the capital.
Don't even try it outside of home.
Don't even try it, period.
No. It's like Jackie Gleason with the bad tooth, you know, he's afraid to go to the dentist.
I hope God don't say anything about teeth.
And Norton ties the string around his tooth.
Oh, my goodness.
And he ties
it. Yes, he does.
The other end to the bumper of the car. See? Now, wait a minute, Ralph. make sure you're holding on good there. What are you going to hold on to? Well, the best thing to hold on to in this apartment is the stove. You can't move that with a bulldozer. All right. Hold on to that stove, Ralph. You know, the stove, and all of a sudden, Norton gets in the car and he starts the car. Are you ready, Ralph? Here we go. We're going to go for a spin. He goes, Ralph, are you all right? You all right, Ralph? Did the tooth come out? No, the tooth didn't come out. The stove came out.
Stove went flying.
Woo! Stop. Not only do I don't have a toothache, I got bacon and eggs all over the floor.
There you go.
Woo! Oh, man. All right, in a sight. Don't forget the day for Milton, May 19th, at the Brewing Hall. 14 Station Road, Belport. Want to thank everybody for promoting Milton and really, really appreciate it. All right, we got a couple more people coming in that we hope we're going to get the Canine Police and the Motorcycle Club.
Oh, good.
We're going to make our calls on that on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Hope you had some crazy fun. I want to thank Lorraine.
I know I did. Thank you.
Suzanne.
I had fun.
And, you know, if you can't decide what you are, don't call us.
That's the truth.
We'll call you.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight. Yeah, that's an old expression from the...
Yes, it
don't
is.
Call the one to be in show business. Don't
we'll call
us,
you.
We'll call you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you so much. We'll see you Monday with Matt or Glad. Inner Sight means
right.
freedom.
Yeah.
Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. Check the Able News for the day for Milton. Check the Neighborhood News if you're in Long Island. And the Long Island Advance, I hope a lot of people check it over the weekend.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Goodbye, world. In a sight. Good night, everybody. Woo!
Good night, everyone.
Good night, and enjoy your weekend, everyone.
You too, sweetie. Bye.
Okay, be back on Monday. All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yes, bye-bye. And that's the end of our show.